there. Welcome to Voyage for the 21st of January. Boy, the year is chugging along. It's not chugging along very healthily, but it's chugging along. My name's Keith Black, and for the next 3 hours, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz. Take your mind off some of the other things that you don't want to think about for a while, and listen to some great music from all over the place in the wonderful, varied, and diverse world of jazz. As always, there will be new stuff and not so new stuff, and I hope you can stay tuned. Nice to have you here. It's a sort of a nice winter day here in Winnipeg, but a little bit of snow overnight has slicked up the roads. So if you're going out to drive today in the city, just pay attention to the fact that the intersections have not had a chance to respond particularly to what might be happening out there, and it's going to be a little tricky at times, I think, for the driving. But the music will mitigate a lot of your anxieties, so let's get to it. I will go through the playlist briefly just to give you a sense of what's happening today, and then I'll go back in more detail. I'm starting with the Sotoku Fuji Quartet, pianist, composer, leader, remarkable musician Sotoku Fuji and her quartet. I'll talk a bit about that when I start off the music part. Then guitarist David Acapinti. As a matter of fact, guitar gets a fair nod today on the show. David Acapinti's latest album for the guitarist from Canada. And then Miles Okazaki, another guitarist from his recent album that is fascinating. And it's called Miniature America, and it's got a lot of miniatures in it, so to speak. Then will be my historical segment, which is an early album by a saxophonist, Branford Marsalis. And it's got some neat people aboard, and it's got at least a couple of tracks on this that are long-time faves of mine. I'll talk again about that when I get there. Then back to the guitar with Sam Dickinson from his solo guitar album. And following that, guitarist Mary Halverson. Lots of different styles on guitar today, and Halverson is the most avant-garde, perhaps, of that group. Then an album with saxophonist David Binney and drummer Tommy Crane from Montreal, and it's an interesting album that is, in spite of the fact that David Binney is mentioned and he's an LA-based saxophonist, this has CanCon. It is a lot of Canadian content and artists there. Following that, a group out of Australia that I had not been aware of before. The group is called Polyglot. How's that for a title? And I'll talk about that when I get. That'll take us just about to the end of our show today. And that's the whole outline. Now let's get back to the front end, as they say. Sotoku Fuji plays piano and leads all sorts of different groups. Her quartet, she had a quartet that is made up of trumpeter Natsuki Tamura, who is her life partner, bassist Hayakawa Takaharu, and drummer Tetsuyu Yoshida. They recorded a half a dozen or so albums back and just around the turn of the century, and then they put the band, as the notes say, the band got put on hold in 2007. But it got off hold last year, and when they reunited and came out with this album that has been out now for, 2 or 3 months maybe. But Sotoku Fuji has reunited this band for this album. The album is called Burning Wick. And I've mentioned many times on this show that Sotoku Fuji is one of the most creative and busy jazz artists in the world. I think she has got a huge number of releases, and they are all worth listening to, and they are everything from solo to large ensemble and everything in between. Here is her quartet, reunited after a couple of decades off, from the album called Burning Wick. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is really totally inappropriate for the middle of January. It's called Never Ending Summer. Then after that, Mountain Gnome. Here is the Satoko Fuji Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Those mountain gnomes are pretty grouchy people, aren't they? That, I tell you, that track was Mountain Gnome. And I think he was getting a little grouchy there toward the end. That was the Setoku Fuji Quartet from their latest album just out a couple of months ago called Burning Wick. And there's always neat playing there. And especially the Natsuki Setoku on trumpet, who is Setoku Fuji's partner. They have played together so often. They're like one mind. And there's wonderful linkages and interrelationships between the members of her bands uniformly. Really neat album and a great talent. One of the great jazz talents currently blessing us with her skill is Setoku Fuji. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. We stream and archive our programs at CKUW.ca. So you could be listening to this at other times in other parts of the world. And however you got to be here, welcome. Moving on now, coming back home in a sense to Canada with David Acapinti, a very fine guitarist, leader, composer, arranger, has been working the jazz world in Canada for quite a while now. I have seen him at least once here in past years, and he has a really new album called Camera Lucida, which is interesting in terms of its instrumentation and its challenge with respect to compositions and sound. Along with Acapinti on guitar is Aileen Holmesy on violin, Virginia McDonald on clarinet on one track, Michael Davidson on vibes and marimba, Dan Fortin on bass, Max Christie on clarinet and bass clarinet, and I'm not sure what actual tracks. Fraser Jackson's on bassoon on one track, and I am playing that track. And Andy Ballantyne is on piccolo on one track, and I'm not sure I am playing that track, but you never know. In any event, there's an interesting sound here on this album with David Acapinti. And I'm going to play three tracks. None of them is particularly long. They're Octavia, Surat, Cha-Cha, and Ice Dance. Now, that's a more appropriate title than Never Ending Summer that I was playing a while ago. Ice Dance is, boy, that's the way it is on the driving this morning, I'll tell you. That's you got to watch what you're doing out there. So here is David Acapinti from Camera Lucida. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guitarist David Acapinti there with a set from his new album called Camera Lucida. And he has a great touch, and his compositions are always fascinating. You know, he gives a lot of space for others, but it's melodic and accessible and has depth, if those two things don't appear to be oppositional. Really neat stuff from David Acapinti. As I mentioned, he's been playing guitar in Canadian jazz for quite a while and has a great talent for absolute sure. And it's 10:43 or so in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. And a lot of guitar today, which is sort of cool. Not that I don't play guitar regularly, but I am three or four of the artists today, leaders today, are guitarists. This next album sort of reflects, you know, how shall I put this? Any of us who really love jazz have all of our favorites. We'll play the stuff from other years and other times because they're old friends. They know them well. We listen to them regularly, and there's nothing absolutely wrong with that. I mean, they're the soul, the foundation of our jazz life. But for me, part of the excitement in jazz is the, especially in the current decade or two, some fascinating experimentation, things that the restlessness of the jazz artist is legendary. And they're trying new things. They have great new ideas and can put them often into practice. This next album is an example of that. It's guitarist Miles Okazaki. An album from maybe, I don't know, a year and a half ago, maybe. And he has departed from his sort of normal, in quotation marks, sort of conventional song form, if you will. And this release is called Miniature America. And what it does is he has had a powerful group of 10 musicians and created a 22-track sonic examination through very short vignettes. These are miniatures. Some of them are only basically a few seconds long, well, a minute and a half maybe. The band has people like Patricia Brennan on vibes, Matt Mitchell on piano, Carolyn Davis on alto, Anna Weber on tenor and flute, Yana Rabagon on various saxophones, Jacob Garchik on trombone and vocals by Ganavia, Jen Shu, or Faye Victor. Lots of neat things. And the tracks, he sort of gave the idea or the outline and then let the artist do very brief solos and interpretations. And there's some really neat stuff here. I mentioned it in my review that I wrote for it that it makes you want to go back and hear them again. You hear two or three minutes, you say, whoa, that was sort of cool. I want to hear that again. And so you go back and listen to it again. It's a really interesting album. And it's sort of like a treasure hunt, as he points out in the notes at times. And it's not intended to be lengthy. It is, you find these little sonic bites that are really neat. I'm going to play four tracks, I think. The one is actually the longest on the album. It goes, I think, 5 or 6 minutes, Mercy. But the others are a couple of minutes each. And it's a very interesting album. So here are three or four vignettes from Miniature America with guitarist Miles Okazaki.
Half an hour after.
Half an hour after.
The show was over. A set of tracks from guitarist Miles